I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in. We are 1 year away from a very important day. On November 4th of next year, we will elect a new president, and your reps have already started endorsing candidates. For instance, Congresswoman Diane Watson, who has come out in support of Hillary Clinton.
I think she has put a lot of thought into foreign policy issues, and she's a doer, and she represents a real change for this country.
Javier Becerra, another member of Congress who represents South L.A., is working to elect Connecticut Senator Christopher Dodd. Watson thinks Dodd would make a good president. However, her decision of whom to support is in part based on a candidate's electability.
Our good Senator Dodd has fallen so far behind. I think that indicates that it would be difficult for him to catch up and get the nomination, but he certainly is a fine candidate.
The third member of Congress from South Los Angeles is Maxine Waters. She hasn't endorsed anyone yet. Some would argue that waiting until the field thins and more people are paying attention adds weight to an endorsement. But Watson believes her timing will be seen as right in retrospect after the new administration takes office.
Those who go on board early are those who are thought about in terms of participating in her administration.
I asked the Congresswoman if she'd consider endorsing any of the Republicans running for the White House. She said no. She says all of the Republicans seem to support a futile effort in Iraq. She says that as a Democrat, she will only support a Democrat for the White House. However, there is one who won't be in the race that she wouldn't mind seeing in the winner's circle.
I'd love a Clinton ticket.
For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sam Farber, and I'm getting your reps in.